Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is it really this big a deal that Daft Punk is breaking up after 28 years that we're playing them all afternoon long?
It is a big deal that Daft Punk is breaking up. This is a big deal. This is like Hall & Oates breaking up.
Mm. It is not.
Mmm. You're too close to home, huh, Hawk?
Oh, get out of here, Daft Punk. Is not even in the neighborhood of Hall & Oates.
Oh, get out of here. That is the most
ridiculous. You're insane.
I mean, EDM, electric dance music, is one of the most popular styles, genres of music.
Sure. Not arguing.
And Daft Punk, arguably, is the biggest name in EDM.
But that doesn't put them in the neighborhood of Hall & Oates, actual musicians. These Daft Punk guys, they're dressed as astronauts.
That's what you're doing, right? Now you're going to say that DJs aren't actual musicians, and it's just not true. It's a different form.
Well, they're not.
It's a different art form, a different form of expression.
Absolutely, but they're not musicians.
They are. They are musicians. No. Yeah, no. They are.
Well, doesn't a musician play music?
And they do play music.
On an instrument? On an instrument?
And their instrument is a soundboard.
Okay, so but in other words, anyone that plays music, someone else's music, is a musician.
But they're playing their own music. They create the sounds that you hear. They mix the
right
sounds that you hear.
No, they're very technological. No, they're very adept at computers. I happen to like Daft Punk, but I'm just telling you.
I mean,
you
don't say their name.
Hall & Oates.
You don't say their name correctly, and you have in all 4 hours. Daft Punk.
Pretty sure that you don't. 5 o'clock hour, by the way, is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky the Ordinary.
Yes.
Funky Buddha, they are now the funkiest partner of the Miami Heat. And listen to this, Crowder, a listener of ours, I don't know what his name is, a listener of ours went into his own little home studio and created a theme song for our 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Would you like
what?
To hear this?
I would love to. Thank you,
now,
listeners.
This is not exactly Daft Punk, but it's an attempt, and no one else has made a 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour theme for us. So here's the email submission.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha hour with the Hawkman crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky, it's the Funky Buddha hour with the Hawkman crowd.
I like it.
Here you go.
I like it. I think it's better than anything Solana produced. His Tuesday Cheers 2 theme song is nowhere near as good as that. I like it, Solana. Yeah, yeah, it's terrible. Play that one more time. We're in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha hour with the Hawkman crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky, it's the Funky Buddha hour with the Hawkman crowd.
I like it.
I like it as well.
Crank right. That one up.
Let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
The Miami Heat, they're in action tonight. Final game of that 7-game West Coast road trip in Oklahoma City to face the Thunder. No Al Horford or George Hill tonight, by the way, for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, Heat are 7.5-point favorites because of that.
Let's go.
I don't know. This game scares me.
7.5 is a big number.
I know. But OKC, they're kind of bad without with those guys. Now without them, I don't know. But the game makes me nervous. Maybe I'll bet the Panthers game instead.
See I'm down Panthers with that. Are.
Panthers play the Stars 7 p.m. tonight. Chris Drieger, he's in the net for the Cats.
Panthers are a minus 125 favorite. Over-under is 5.5 goals.
Ooh, over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the over. We like playing the Panthers overs.
Yeah, I like that. And it makes the game fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Recapping some of the bigger headlines from over the weekend, Canes baseball took 2 of 3 versus UF.
Yeah, they did.
Canes hoops, they lost 87-60 to Georgia Tech on Saturday. They play FSU Wednesday. The Timberwolves, they fired head coach Ryan Saunders and then immediately hired Toronto assistant coach Chris Finch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was weird. How do you go get another guy from another team in season?
Yeah, wasn't that strange?
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird when I heard that.
And the teen who was trash-talking Cam Newton at a football camp, he told him he was, quote, about to be poor. He said he's a free agent. He called him ass. That teen has since apologized for being disrespectful to Cam Newton, says his parents did not raise him that way.
Do you know that there – I have to see if I can – do you have our best of spreadsheet? There is a segment – I have to see if I can find it. There is a segment once. Crowder and I were at the BB&T Center. You remember this, Crowder? I laid out some sort of argument about something, and your response was just ass.
Yes.
And it made no sense. It just, I laid something out, and then this is way before you were on the show, Solana, and he just goes, ass. Like, I didn't even know what he was doing in a. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, Crowder on shoes and just blurting out ass. It's number 38. Can you find that real quick, Solana?
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it.
I'm the kid.
Yeah, play this. This is a broadcast no home, professional, ladies.
No
and
home training. I'm the kid that cussed out Cam Newton.
This is years ago. Play this.
Some grown people don't ever grow up. Like, they still have children mentality, so the materialistic grown-ups will do it. So they can just say, I have the Zions. Even if they're ugly, I have the Zions. They're Nike, I have the Zions. But they'll probably be broke and eat cat food when they get older.
Well, you, though, had a shoe deal. You shouldn't be talking about bad about people that follow those with shoe deals. You had a shoe deal.
Yes.
Well, you're talking about your constituency that was buying your shoes.
And they not that you bought
had,
my
not,
shoes.
Not that you had your own brand, but you were wearing Nikes.
I wore Nikes, and I saved up all the Nikes I ever got so that I don't have to buy shoes anymore. And I don't. Like, I love Jordan. Jordans, like, are cool to me. The patent leather Jordans, the 10s, the 11s. Like, I even know the numbers of Jordans because in my silly, childish, materialistic days, my goal was to have Jordans. Even though I was wearing Asics back then, I would want a Jordan. But now I look at Jordans and they're $300, and I say that's a terrible investment. They're going to get dirty in a week. So I'm going to buy these new patent leather Jordans. They're going to get dirty in 2 weeks, and now I just wasted $300? Nope, I just leave it in savings. Seems like a responsible thing to do.
Well, but it's easy for you to say. You have a closet full of Jordans.
But think about this. How smart is this? A family of six going by the same shoe so they can walk around with the same shoe on in the mall to impress another family that has nothing to do with your life. You're going to buy you and all your kids the same shoe to impress people that you don't even know. You don't even know, Hawk. Let me walk around the mall and show out for all these random-ass people in the world. Let me waste a couple grand on shoes to show out for people that don't give a damn about me or what I do. It's silly to me. Leave it in savings. Who wants to eat cat food when they're 90?
Somebody says people buy sneakers as investments, too. Spend $500 for a pair, sell it for $5,000 later.
Ass. Huh? Those are the.
All right, that's enough. I know the last thing. It's the worst response in a debate ever.
And you know what? I had a compelling ass argument leading up to it.
ass. I remember torching you for the next segment going, yeah, that's how it usually works with Stephen A. and Max Kellerman. One of them lays out a side. The other one goes, ass.
I was rolling. You threw a wrench into my cog, and I didn't know what to do.
Funny, man.
Investment in shoes. I'm going to say it again. Ass.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
I have no idea where I was at, but... Oh.
Ass. Kick his ass, ass!
Oh, shit. It's Mittens.
Kick his ass, spider. Kick his ass, butt foot.
Mittens.
All right. What do you got, Solana?
Finally, guys. According to Match.com, the dating website, straight men who have pictures with a cat have a 5% lower chance of getting matches.
Yeah, but those matches are straight fire.
A cat? Yeah.
I mean, we own a cat here, but if I was single, I'm not taking a picture with him for my dating profile.
There we go.
Seems like a bad choice.
So to that point, though, Hawk, does that make you reassess having a cat that you would say if you're single, you shouldn't have a cat?
Well, if I was single, I wouldn't have a cat.
Okay. Just reinforcing. Now, listen, I'll be honest. I wouldn't take a picture of my little soft dog I have, a mini Labradoodle that weighs 14 pounds. No chance I'd take a picture with him, but I think he's even better than a cat.
Yeah, I mean, I lived my entire life single without a cat, so I have no aspiration that I would own a cat if I was single.
The cat's not attractive to a woman other than the cat lady in your neighborhood, and nobody wants
right.
to date her.
And the cat lady is, yeah, that's hands off.
Yeah. She might be with it, though. Might be wild.
Let's get to weather here.
That's a lot. Yeah, I got to get to 15 minutes of heat.
Right now in Miami and South
Florida. I
just
got a text, by the way, from Mike Cuno. It says, why did you FaceTime me? All right. Should I FaceTime him again? Because now he's obviously not busy with his because now he'll answer, yeah. Right? If I FaceTime him again, because now it seems like it's important.
If he doesn't answer, he really hates you.
Are we betting on this?
20.
20? You say he won't?
He won't.
Wow. Oh, my God. Am I going to lose $20 on this? This can't be real.
There we go, baby.
Yow. What is happening? No, he answered. He answered. You're on the air. Don't curse. I just won $20 from Crowder. I was saying nobody answers FaceTime.
You can Venmo me. Directly.
Look at Cuno. What are you taking? Your engagement photos?
Yeah, we're taking them. You literally caught me in a moment where I had to go back to the car and get something. So you've got like 2 minutes.
Man, you're looking good.
I know.
I just won $20 by you answering that FaceTime. Nice job. All right, I got to go. We're doing a show.
All right, bye. Go back to work.
Look at that. I won.
Damn. $20.
That was a late answer on that FaceTime, too. He's got to be like, why did I bring these guys into my life? Like, it's nothing but torture. I'm sucking down a shamrock shake, and I don't like it. And now I'm trying to have a moment with my fiance, and they're FaceTiming me nonstop.
Sorry to break it to you guys, and I'm a part of it, all three of us. I think a lot of our friends... They'll never say it, but they feel that way. Like, why am I a part of these guys?
Why? Why is everything a bit with these guys?
Yep.
That's great.
Strong all takes right. on everything.
Yeah, why does he always have a take? Can't he just listen?
just
chill.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Tonight's low will be 69.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's your weather.
All right. 15 minutes of heat is next. We're going to talk with Brian Geltzeiler from NBA Radio. I want to talk about mobilegourmetfoods.com. When only the best will do for your family meals, mobilegourmetfoods.com. They make it easy. They're just a click away. They've got some of the best, most exclusive food options, affordable yet luxury. And this is the best stuff that you can find in South Florida. So whether you're preparing a special meal for two or it's just everyday family food, planning an order on mobilegourmetfoods.com is a game changer because it's stuff that maybe you wouldn't normally get, right? But like here's an idea of what's waiting for you at mobilegourmetfoods.com. Fresh right off their boats in the Florida Keys, jumbo stone crabs. They've got steaks from Japan, like A5 Wagyu. They've got USDA Prime and Angus and Choice, and they've got veal chops and New Zealand rack of lamb. But then they've also got caviar and truffles, special desserts. They have shrimp, salmon, sushi-grade tuna. They've got fillets, some of the best fillets I've ever eaten. We just had that a couple weeks ago. They've got the Ditka baby back ribs, which are so good. So for over 25 years, the founders of mobilegourmetfoods.com have provided the country's best chefs and restaurants with the exact same items now available to you, the home chef. And they're based in Miami. They're right here, so they're not shipping your food through the mail. They are delivering it right to your home. And you could do right now, listen to this. They've got a special, the Pasture Perfect 100% Clean Grass-Fed Grill Pack. It's on sale now. You get two New York strips, two ribeyes, a New Zealand rack of lamb, four Wagyu all-beef franks, two Wagyu burgers, and it's just $99. That's at mobilegourmetfoods.com. But you could also get on their website, like they've got all-natural free-range chicken as low as $1.29 a breast. They've got wild-caught mahi-mahi, $5.99 a filet. They've got sushi-grade tuna steaks, $4.99 per steak. I mean, they've got Creekstone Farms New York strips as low as $12.99 per steak. Go to the website, mobilegourmetfoods.com. They've got something for everyone in every price range, and they deliver it right to your door. Mobilegourmetfoods.com, South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. And we're going to talk with Brian Geltzeiler for 15 minutes of heat next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I didn't think it was good, bad, or bad meaning good, or good meaning good, or bad meaning good, but I just thought it was a bad movie. I walked out.
Hawk and Crowder.
What possessed you to play this? Solana, this isn't in your normal playlist.
I don't know. I thought today was a great show.
It was fun.
We did it our way.
But this isn't We Did It Our Way.
Best of my way. We did it our way. The best of.
But it's the best of my love.
Love.
Is it? Are you sure?
I what? Yeah, I'm positive. When
the lady just said
well,
it
I mean,
seven
it's
times
labeled,
in a row.
It's labeled best of my way.
So, really?
Yeah.
All right. So this was. All right. Well, I'm sorry. It didn't work out for you. You are, I mean, you never cease to amaze me, whether it's intentional or not. I knew that it was headed down some weird path when he said, well, we did it our way. I'm thinking to myself, huh, where's he going with this for best of my love? Well, you gave it a shot. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour.
Splash.
Good job, Solana.
Splash. 5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky the Ordinary. They are now the funkiest partner of the Miami Heat. Today was a fun show. Yes. On this day in 1980, the Miracle on Ice took place. You remember that?
Yeah.
The U.S. Russians, defeated right? the Soviet Union. That's yeah. right. Do you believe in miracles? Famous Al Michaels call. And on this day in 2020, do you remember what happened on this day in 2020, Solana?
Dwayne Wade had his number 3 lifted up.
That is correct.
Into the rafters at American Airlines Arena.
That is correct. Were you there?
I was there.
I imagine that you were. Were you there, Crowder?
No, I was not there.
That's one of those events that you would go to.
Yeah. I missed. I think I looked into it, but then by the time I looked into it, the tickets were like $1,500 or something. And yeah, I think my frugality takes over by my fandom right. Sometimes. Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays today. Rajon Rondo is 35. Drew Barrymore is 46.
Wow. And she
Dr.
looks good.
J, for 46. She does. She does. Yeah. Dr. J is 71.
He doesn't look good.
Dr. J?
No.
Yes, he does.
He looks 71. Come on, bro.
Dr. J?
He looks 71.
I don't think so.
Have you seen him lately? Don't look at his old playing days. Like, it's now. Like,
you haven't seen
now.
Him in the big afro in the New Jersey Nets uniform? Oh, wait. That was 71? Yeah,
the afro is not capable anymore because the top would be down.
I don't think Dr. J looks old. I think he looks...
His afro has a drop top, Hawk.
I think he looks good.
I drop a couple buckets on Dr. J, by the way, in case you're
wondering. Well, on Dr. J, I believe you could. That's not John Crotty or Michael Jordan.
Hawk.
You know, come on, he's 71. I mean, are we saying that you can get around the person? Like, you can pump fake him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a one-on-one, right?
Hawk, he's 6'7". He's still 6'7".
I know,
at 71, he's still
6'7". 71?
Yeah, he just play off Solana. Solana has no shot. He just stand there.
But you say that, but it's just not true. Splash.
Well, I mean, again, you know, I was texting with Crotty, and Crotty, I was kind of pressing him a little bit. Like, really, could you shut Solana down if you wanted to? And I said, you know, if you weren't listening earlier, $100,000. Solana has to get one bucket off Crotty in a game to 10. 10 by twos, by the way. So it's, you have 5 chances. And Crotty was like, well, I don't know, anybody could score a bucket, but I'm 18 years out from playing and still in pretty decent shape. I wouldn't bet on it. And then he said later when I was pressing him on it, he said, I think I could shut him down. I said, you'd shut him down. He said, I think I could, especially when you throw 100K into it.
Hawk, just let's be honest. Like, I believe I can shut Solana down.
Oh, I know you could, but you're young.
No, but I never played basketball.
But
like,
you're huge and young. Yeah, you're huge and young. Solana, you think you could score. If it was 5 buckets off Crowder, you think you could score.
No joke. Like, if Crowder and I played one-on-one, a real one-on-one, I do think I'd beat you in basketball. Yeah.
Where would you beat him from? The outside?
No, I mean, I'll go down low. I'm a bruiser.
Solana, no. I would throw an elbow in your back, yeah, and I mean, break your C5.
Oh, but that's a foul. Then you're not playing by the rules. And no, by the way,
if you bang, yeah. I could bang back.
You couldn't budge him. Like, you think you could back him down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the post,
for sure.
Crowder beat Kwame Brown in a pickup game when Kwame Brown just started playing in the NBA.
This is the thing I get caught up in, not trying to be the ex-athlete, but I really have to feel this way. Like, okay, I'll tell you. When Brandon Marshall says that he's going to box right now, and I say, Brandon, you're going to get knocked the F out because these guys box their whole life. This is the way I feel about you, Solana. Solana, these dudes are real athletes. And I'm speaking about myself. We have played at the highest level, Solana.
Right. I respect it.
And you played, and you were the third string goalie in Broward County or something. Like, come on.
Well, no, I mean, at 2010, honorable mention all day. So let's get that settled there. And Crowder. I grew up a big fan of yours. I respect everything you've accomplished. You don't play basketball. You didn't grow up playing basketball. And I don't want to be mean, but it's not like you're necessarily taking care of yourself anymore. So I do think I can beat you one-on-one in a basketball game. I play basketball regularly.
No, you play basketball with your friends at the JCC.
Yeah, I mean, I play football out in the front regularly with my son.
But you're not playing competitively. I play competitively. It's not on the level of an athlete, but I play competitively. Yeah. I play in leagues. I play often. I'm you know, my jump
what
shots.
Leagues? What leagues do you play in?
The JCC.
You're lying. You're lying. I know you're lying. Well, I haven't played in the league in 2 years.
With the pandemic, you know, we haven't played in the league.
Right. So you don't play in leagues.
Honestly, Hawk plays in leagues with his son. Hawk plays, and we've seen his quarterbacking skills when him and DJ go to the beach.
I've got a gun.
We can call it that.
I got a gun, and this is a laser. I'm throwing darts.
You overthrow DJ every time. You overthrow him every time, and then you blame it on him that he doesn't catch it.
Guy needs some height.
Just Lana, come on, guys. This man. Solana might be able to get 1 point on me, but I would take Crotty to shut Solana. Crotty's going to choke Solana to death.
Crotty's job was to defend some of the best basketball players in the world. Like, you realize he was on the court with Kobe when Kobe was playing.
Yeah.
When MJ was playing. Like, he was on the court. He wouldn't have been able to be out there if he was going to be embarrassing himself. Like, it just, it doesn't add up.
Yes. Solana, he's watched Kobe bring the ball up. And now he's going to check it to you.
Right.
Just,
and you're going to
fake
him out.
Think about this concept.
You're going to fake him out.
I didn't say I could beat John Crotty in a one-on-one. I can get, if we're playing up to 10 or 11, I'll get 1 point or a bucket, or 2 points, however you want to score it. I will get a bucket on John Crotty. One bucket up to 11. I will get one. I will.
No.
All right. Well, there's only one way to find out. And that will be on the basketball court, and I am going to make sure that this happens.
We call it the hardwood, Hawk. We call it the hardwood.
Oh, do it when you say we. Who's we?
I mean, Crowder and I, you know, we call it the hardwood.
Oh, no, Jack. Don't put me in this.
Trying to find an ally anywhere.
Crowder and I.
Wait till tomorrow's show when we add a laugh track to our festivities. This is going to be tremendous. Mike Cunha was out with us in the 2 o'clock hour and briefly in the 5 o'clock hour when I FaceTimed him and he answered. But Mike Cunha was excellent, trying a Shamrock Shake for the first time. Brian Geltzeiler there, 15 minutes of heat. And then we had some random FaceTimes throughout the show, gambling to see who would actually pick up a FaceTime. Crotty did not. Cunha did not at first. He did the second time. Leroy Horde answered my FaceTime. Fred Taylor answered Crowder's FaceTime. So if you want to hear all that nonsense, download the podcast, download the radio.com app, and have a little fun. Coming up on the radio station. So at 6 o'clock on 790 The Ticket, you're going to get Ticket Rewind. And at 6 o'clock on 560 The Joe, you're going to get The Joe Rewind. So you'll hear some of the best stuff that you may have missed today on the radio stations. And then after that, tonight on 560, you're going to get Panthers Hockey. And on 790, you're going to get Miami Heat Basketball. So you got a nice night of listening to local sports. That'll do it for us. Go Panthers. Go Heat. And we will speak with you mañana.
Mint is for mouth health, period.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need
that's all, folks.
You need.
Oh no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.